Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Watch Matt Bowen. Bowen's a tough guy.
Matt Bowen.
And it's intercepted by Matt Bowen.
Miller, ton of time. The coverage is good with Matt Bowen.
Seven-year NFL veteran.
Blitz coming from Bowen, and he knocks it out. The Redskins fall on top of it. Matt Bowen's been the guy applying all the pressure.
Coach for IC Catholic football.
Matt Bowen, a man from Glen Ellen, Illinois. He's very active.
NFL writer and analyst for ESPN.
First thing Lawrence is a lineman and assignment. You got to know it. You have to know it. That's just a cover charge to get in the uniform. Can you line up? Can you execute the call? Can you execute audibles? Can you execute motion as a wide receiver? As a wide receiver, can you convert routes versus single high and split safety coverage post snap? There's a lot of things that go into that, but those are the basics you got to have. You got to have those. And if that's one of the issues, then that's not good enough.
Matt Bowen.
I have a simple rule with beer. I only drink beer that you can buy in 30 packs. So that, I'll leave you with that.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love talking ball with Matt Bowen. Someone in the Twitch stream said, time to run through a brick wall. Yeah, that's what happens when you get Matt Bowen on. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Matt, it's Lawrence and Layla today. We appreciate you joining us. I was saying to Speegs yesterday, after listening to Caleb and Ben Johnson, that it's beautiful for me to think about all of the great teaching that's happened between Sunday and tomorrow. And the idea being, Caleb put so much good on tape that Ben gets to go, now I know you can do stuff. And now that I know that you can do stuff, I am holding you to that standard going forward.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I agree with you 100%, Lawrence. And also what Coach Johnson can say is it's still not good enough, right? There's plenty of plays you can find in the tape versus Dallas and point to and say, look, you did this in the first half. You didn't execute it well enough in the third and fourth quarter. That needs to improve. That needs to be better. Because we know Caleb has made growth from week one to week two, and now week two to week three. Anyone watching the game on Sunday could see that. A lot more explosive plays. Remember, Lawrence, last week we talked about explosive plays. Well, the Bears had 5 explosive play throws on Sunday in the win over Dallas. Got to have those. Through with more rhythm, a greater sense of calm in the pocket. I love what he did from under center play action, hitting the back foot, driving the football, putting it on the wide receiver's chest at times. The deep in-breaker to Luther Burden, maybe his best throw of the season in terms of a layered throw versus zone coverage. So a lot of good things in the tape, but also things you look at and say, hey, we got to adjust your footwork in this situation. When you're throwing a wide receiver screen or you're throwing a ball to the flat, we don't need to see you drop the arm angle. That's why the ball dives on you. That's why you're throwing into the ground. Down the field, this has been an issue for Caleb since he's been in Chicago. The deep corner route, I call it a 7 route. He's got to aim smaller. How many times have we seen Caleb throw in the deep 7 route and he sails it over the top of the wide receiver? Those are situations where Ben Johnson, to your point, Lawrence, can hold them more accountable. And you can do that when you're coaching someone like this. When the player is seeing improvement, now we go back to what we talked about before. The trust and respect is there. Now you can coach them even harder.
Matt, I'm glad you brought that up because also I feel like in so much of that is just the simple concept of like touch. I feel like every good ball we saw on Sunday, Tom Brady even said it when he's talking about that's a fastball, that's a fastball. We know the guy can throw 100, but what does your off speed look like out of the same arm slot like you talk about? Maybe that's where the finer points start to really come in for him.
I agree. You can't just be a relief pitcher. Can't just throw heat all the time. There's a time for it, Layla. For sure there is. When you got to attack a tight window in the middle of the field, when they did the trick play, that was a time for it to show off the arm talent and the arm strength. We understand that. But to your point, there are times when you have to play. I use the term pace and touch as a thrower. And that will come into play more often than you think, especially when you're trying to throw with more location in certain situations. And you saw that on Sunday where he had some misses. So, again, those are things you can learn for. But if you're a fan, if you're someone who works up at Hallis Hall right now, you have to be excited about the direction of your quarterback.
So we've talked to a bunch of offensive players about the 19-play drive. Let's get a defensive player's perspective on it. When there's a drive like that that the other team is sustaining, what's that like for a defender?
It's soul-crushing. It's soul-crushing because, one, it plays with you mentally, first of all. Is you can't get off the field. That means you can't win third downs. And more importantly, you're not winning first downs because you're getting into more third and manageable situations for the offense. That puts you behind. And physically, it absolutely wears you out. And it can, and that, Lawrence, that can change the tempo of the entire football game. Sometimes you don't get that energy back after one of those drives from a defensive perspective because you feel defeated mentally and your body feels defeated. Look, we saw it last night in the Monday night game what Detroit did to Baltimore a couple times, those long drives. Don't think that didn't change the outcome of that game because it did. And when you can do that from an offensive perspective, and I love that drive because I think that's what Ben Johnson ultimately wants to be. Yes, the explosive plays have to be there. We've discussed that for weeks. But if you can build an identity offensively through ball control, through tempo, through physicality, which they did in that drive, that goes a long way over the course of an NFL season.
I also want to ask you this, too. I feel like they were partially able to do that, the Bears, because I think Matt Eberflus ran zone defense to a fault. You know, what did you? Yeah, okay. No, I wasn't off base here. I feel like that was no better exemplified than at the end of that 19-play drive. What did you think about just the strategy?
Well, think about this, Layla. We know the foundational principles of Matt Eberflus are zone heavy defense. We understand that. We saw him coach here in Chicago. So that's what he wants to do. But more importantly, it's what he has to do right now. Dallas is since they trade away Micah Parsons, they don't have impact players in that defense right now at any level of the field. They just do not. There's no game changers out there. I think they struggle in man coverage. And that's what Matt Eberflus is going to do to protect himself. But they got to a point, I think I looked at the number today, over the course of the first three games, I think Dallas is 87% zone coverage. That is a massive number. Massive. That's stuff you see in high school. You don't see that very often at the pro game. Now, you can do it. Look, we've seen it in Chicago before, Lovey Smith, right? You can do it, but what's the difference? Those Bears defensive teams had game changers, multiple game changers. Well, they perfected that defense. Right now, Matt Eberflus is running that defense without the impact players, and that puts you at a disadvantage.
It truly does. And it's, I won't spend any more time talking about him because I want to talk more about how well things went. We spent a little bit of time talking about Rome Odunze too. I'd love to know from you and your perspective as a DB, is he actually getting better at playing wide receiver, or do the numbers just bear out kind of what he was doing before?
No, he's getting better, and you saw that the second half of last season. I would even say the last quarter of the season, if you watched the Bears tape last year, and just focus on Rome, and not even his targets, just the routes he runs. If you watch the tape and just focus on the routes he runs, much more detail, okay, much more savviness in terms of his ability to set up and manipulate coverage, and much quicker out of his breaks. I think he learned a lot last year as a rookie of how to run routes. Playing with a guy like Keenan Allen helps. Okay, when you're in the meeting room with him, when you're in the practice field with him. But then you saw the transition to year two. You've always said, year one to year two, that's your greatest developmental jump in pro football. It just is, because you can focus solely on being a professional football player at that point. Focus on your craft, understanding your opponents much more. And you're seeing that with Rome now because the production is matching it. It's not just the details and the tape, it's the details plus the production. And right now, you have to say he's the number one receiver in Chicago because he's playing like it.
Matt, what did you think of just the way the Bears were able to set the tone? I felt like there were many miniature responses in the game when it came to, okay, you go three and out on your first drive. That's cool. Tyreek Stevenson is going to slap the ball out of the carrier's hands, and then they answer with the touchdown. We saw it again. Like Tremaine Edmonds, I can't say enough about the performances he had. Yeah. That, to me, was the real breaker. It wasn't even necessarily the 19-play drive, although it certainly helped. It was that when the Cowboys did go two-minute offense, he physically stopped the drive from scoring. The defense, I think, answered in so many different ways to leave no doubt in this game and also set the tone.
I agree. And look at what Dennis Allen did. They played more two-high coverage in this game, a combination of cover two and two-man. That was their top coverage percentages from Sunday, and I understand why he did it. You're banged up in the secondary. You know, going into the football game, you're not anticipating that CeeDee Lamb is going to go down with an ankle injury. So you're going against Dak, CeeDee, and George Pickens. You know, so you have to build a defensive game plan that protects you. So they did that. But also, to your point, they made difference-making plays when they had to. And that's good defense. It's not. I've always said this, Layla. It's not about the amount of yards you give up. I do not care about that at any level. It's, can you limit points? Can you limit explosive plays? Lawrence and I have talked about this. Can you hit the quarterback? But at the end of the day, can you take the ball away, too? And that was the difference. The Bears had more explosive plays. They won the turnover battle. And look what happens.
When it comes to Tyreek Stevenson, and I'd love to know, and you don't have to name names, but I would love to know if you had a teammate or a player that you knew that you kind of had to stay on, that sure. you have to kind of, even though the player might be doing some good things, you have to stay on him to get the best out of him. Everyone is different. Everyone, they react to stimuli differently, but I feel like that's what I'm seeing with Ben Johnson and Tyreek Stevenson, that he feels very comfortable in saying, no, I'm going to keep the pressure on this guy to get the best out of him.
Yeah, and sometimes you have to do that as a coach, Lauren. There's no question. Sometimes you have to build up a player more often than others, correct? You have to have more conversations with them. You have to be more encouraging. You have to create more excitement on the average plays at times to get them going mentally and to build a bridge for them to be more productive. And you're seeing that with Stevenson. Look what he did in that football game. You know, he had on-the-ball production, and that's what you want. On-the-ball production versus George Pickens down in the red zone, break up fast. You need to see that stuff from him.
one thing to be a good cover corner. It's one thing to tackle. In this league also, you have to create on-the-ball production. And some guys are not natural playmakers. They're not going to have 6-7 picks a year. But some guys are more ball disruptors, and I think that what Stevenson is, and that's how he can help this defense.
Overall, what was your opinion of just the general growth or progress? What did you see out of yesterday that really, actually Sunday, that really stuck out to you?
Being more explosive on the offensive side of football. Being more explosive and not giving up big plays on defense. Complete turnaround of what we saw 2 weeks ago versus Detroit. What they did versus Detroit, and I was on with Lawrence last week, was very disappointing in my opinion. To be a professional football team and get beat like that in the style that they did. And to turn it around so quickly, play a much better football game. And I know, look, it's the Dallas Cowboys. They have injuries. They're not the Detroit Lions, I understand. But it's still a pro football game, and these are very hard to win. But the thing I keep going back to, Layla, is it's a good win on Sunday. It even brings up the point even more that they should be a 2-1 football team. You know, I keep going back to week one in that game against Minnesota and what the narrative would be about this football team if they had closed out Minnesota. Being 2-1 going to Vegas in another game they should win, in my opinion. They need a 3-1. Now, it didn't happen, but now you have an opportunity to go to Vegas after a quality win, get another quality win, and you're right back, you know, at 500 where a lot of things can happen.
Go get on the practice field, Coach. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.